producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That would be a great thing to do today, 855-99-37569. Well, so we've got our second NFL domestic abuse story in a little less than a week. Last week was Ray Rice, and footage released. I'm surprised Roger Goodell is still commissioner personally, but
me too.
I guess it just bespeaks his political acumen or something.
Apparently,
because
I
still think he's not going to survive this, but the fact that he's lasted this long, I think, is extraordinary and depressing in some ways.
It is. Well, especially there. I mean, there's been a lot of people, and I think I said this last week, that have issues with. He's running
anyway.
The league outside of this.
Yeah.
So it's really bizarre to me that there hasn't been more done there.
Well, he apparently knows where some of the bodies are buried, I guess.
He must,
Yeah. But, they're working. Plus, apparently, I mean, it's not only, because that's one of the questions, is should the NFL be involved? Should there be a line drawn? I mean, in my particular business, there's not. That I have, as a broadcaster, I have to sign a moral turpitude clause, which is, and that's actually the term, which is pretty much undefined. So what,
exactly. You
know, one person's moral turpitude may be somebody else's crazy weekend. I don't know. And I don't fall into that category particularly. It's nothing that particularly bothers me. But the point is that I'm to a certain extent I'm not allowed a private life, and of course I am, and I'm sort of exaggerating, but I am not I'm not paid gazillions of dollars, and I am not presumably held up as a role model. Yet broadcasting feels that because I have access to public airways, the station has a right to say not so much what I say on the air, although they can certainly fire me for that. But how I behave in my personal life. Fortunately, as we know, I am just angelic. But the point, yeah, of course. But moral turpitude is a pretty undefined term. And sooner or later, somebody is really going to contest that, I think. But that's a sidebar at best. Should the NFL have any jurisdiction? There are several questions here. Should they have any jurisdiction in how you behave off? You know, off the field, from taking a loaded gun to a nightclub, to beating the daylights out of your fiance, to beating the daylights out of your kid. And Shane asked a question to which I do not have the answer. I know in most states that doctors and teachers have to report, it's illegal, and therapists have to report abuse. There's no choice about it, that you can have your license revoked if you don't report abuse. Now, in terms of the pictures, I know, as I said, I'm on the Mayor's Commission Against Domestic Violence, and one year one of the things that I did was I bought, this was before digital cameras, but I bought, I bought digital cameras, it's before everybody had a smartphone, so that they could take pictures, high-definition pictures of abuse, so that they would have it for a file. Because it's one of those things, you know, if a bruise is healed, how do you prove that it existed if there are no bones broken? I mean, this is a disgusting conversation if you think about it. I mean, it really is. So the first question is, and I think they should. I mean, it's not only me being kind of petty, if I have to be held to a certain standard, so should everybody else. But I mean, these guys get paid lots of money. They're held up as role models of who, how to aspire to it. And there's certainly no question that if you're going to be held up as a model citizen, then you have a certain requirement. I mean, first of all, nobody should be beating up on somebody smaller than they are, period. You know, the end of discussion, which gets us to our second topic of how do you discipline your kids. But and we'll do that next hour, not this hour, but next hour, so we don't sort of mix them up unnecessarily. But should the NFL be able to say, if you do things that reflect badly on the team or the league, we have the right to cut you. And obviously, I don't know what the contract says, but obviously they feel that there was a possibility of doing it.
Right. And that's the key, is this is their product. You know what I mean? So I think from their point of view, they definitely have an interest in, or should have an interest anyways, in making sure the mental health and the well-being of the players and their families are at the forefront. I mean, this is their product, right?
Well, and that's a second issue, I think, which is whatever the legal ramifications and the contractual obligations, does a group that is as high profile as the NFL have responsibilities, as you say, to the fans, to the team, to the city, and to the players to offer guidance? I mean, a lot of these young men, are young, they're relatively unsophisticated quite often, not always, that football as opposed to baseball, most of them are college, at least have been exposed to college, which is not true of baseball. A lot of those kids go directly from high school. Do they have an obligation to these players as human beings to say, look, you're going to get a lot of money, you're going to get a lot of attention, you may not have grown up in a situation that offers you the boundaries that it's going to take for you to be a successful citizen, let alone a successful representative of your city and the team and the NFL and yada yada. And don't they is there an obligation there? And it would seem at this moment that the answer is not so much. And I mean, I think the fact that it's a man's game, it's a violent game, and it's run by men, probably offsets that a little bit. I think I would love to have Condoleezza Rice as the commissioner of the NFL. I think that would be great, because presumably she brings, and she's no cream puff, but presumably she brings at least the mentality that says that punishing these guys after the fact is only part of it. It certainly does send a message. Speaking of which, the ban on Penn State was lifted over the weekend as well, so they can play.
Oh, interesting. I didn't hear that one.
Which is another issue. I mean, and one wonders if the NFL would do anything if this stuff hadn't come out. Because, and I think that is that Roger Goodell is saying that they didn't know anything about it till last week, and that seems to not have been the case, that they knew a lot, they knew about it in February. And it was still, basically, at best, you know, a slap on the wrist, that if somebody else done, they'd be in jail. So, you know, it does seem to me that there are those two issues that first of all, the legality of it, the contractual part of it, does the NFL have a responsibility to the fans, to young men who are aspiring to play in the NFL? And then do they have one to the players to say, look, guys, you're going to get paid a lot of money. We're going to ask you to be really aggressive. A lot of you are juicing, and that creates its own problems. And we need for you to be, you know, here's some place you can go for help without being humiliated. That if you think that you were brought, and maybe a better interview process, a better intake process, not so much. I mean, look, think about how specific a player is vetted to be able to be a running back or to be a kicker or to be a secondary. Why isn't there the same kind of, or at least some attempt to say, let's talk about your issues with anger. Let's talk about how you were brought up. Let's talk about what your issues are with drugs and or alcohol. Let's talk about how you relate to women. Let's talk about how you cope with things, how you talk things out. If we could vet somebody about how many times they can kick a ball through the uprights, why aren't we looking at some of this stuff that's going to affect at least these men for the rest of their life?
Right.
Because most of them aren't going to play for very long.
Well, and another thing is, I mean, obviously that really gets to the heart of the issue here, because I truly don't think that Adrian Peterson thought he did anything wrong.
Well, which is another scary thought.
Right.
All right. 855-99, Dr. Joy, 855-99-37569. If you'd like to join in the discussion, see if we'll talk about Facebook as well, 855-99-DR-JOY, Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3756-9. I need to give a shout out to Chris Carter. I think it took a certain amount of courage for him to get up and say, look, this is how I was raised, and my mom raised 7 kids as a single parent, but you know what? She was wrong, and I've learned a lot of stuff since I was a kid, and my mom was wrong, and that's part of, and he went on to say that he should be taken off the field, that was the only thing that he would understand. He said, We don't respect women. We don't respect kids. We don't respect the league. Take them off the field. That's the way we'll understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that took some courage to say.
Yeah,
and I know
definitely.
That there's, this is sort of being described as well, that there are cultural differences. And I mean, look, we sort of wage war against people, you know, halfway across the world. And when people say, well, it's a different, you know, it's a different religion, it's a different culture, we say, no, it's wrong. You know, human rights are human rights. But on American soil, we say, well, no, it's, you know, it's a different culture. It's not. You know, the big yeah. people hitting on little people. And I'm not sure what any adult thinks. I've told this story before, which I'm not very proud of. But when my daughter was about, I don't know, a little less than two, I guess, we were out, and her father was holding her, and there were a lot of people talking with her, and she was all excited. And I said, do you want chicken or turkey? And she slapped me. Her father was holding her in his arms. She slapped me. And without even thinking about it, I hit her on her pamper, and I said, we don't hit. And I thought, wait a minute, what have I just done?
Right.
I said, little people can't hit big people, but big people can hit little people. And I, you know, I apologized to her. And as a parent, I mean, as Shane and I were talking about, we were both spanked as kids. Do I think it was right? I don't. Did it teach you what? Just that big people, it teaches you to be sneaky. It teaches you to, you know, not cry because, you know, you don't want to give a parent the satisfaction. It starts a war. That there are ways that humiliating a human being is not necessarily the way to teach them something different. And I think if we're that and that's part of, I think, what we'll do next hour is just talk about different ways of teaching somebody. But I don't know that hitting somebody with a switch where they have to be taken to a doctor is an okay way. And what does it teach? Just, and apparently what the 4-year-old did was he pushed his brother off a game or something. So what we're saying is it's not okay for you to be violent toward your brother, but it's okay for me to be violent toward you. And there's a certain disconnect of logic about that.
It doesn't make a whole lot of sense, that's for sure.
All right. So we had asked about corporal punishment on website, yes?
Yes. Yep, we did. We had asked, you know, basically what people's thoughts are on it, and is it ever appropriate? The first person chimes in here. Chris says, I'm not a fan of corporal punishment. I think there are a billion other ways to reprimand a child other than fear and violence.
Yeah, I mean, what it really says is big people can hit little people. And I'm not sure what the league is attempting to do either here about saying, well, we're going to wait and see what the law says. I mean, do you really, mm-hmm. you know, that seems to me
right.
in some ways even scarier.
Right. Yeah,
the
I
legal
agree.
System
yeah.
to proceed so we can come to the most effective conclusions and then determine the appropriate course of action.
Right. I mean, is it your product or isn't it that's being represented here? You know, I mean, you'd think that just that alone would encourage you to take more steps than that.
Well, and the statement that you're making, I mean, if they're feeling that they're discriminated against him, I suppose they could pay him, you know, or they could put his money in escrow or something. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. My suspicion is this will not hold up. By the time the weekend comes around, he will not be playing. I just think it's too controversial to stand.
I agree.
But we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Especially, I think, here in Minnesota. You know, it's like New York is a very liberal state. And I just kind of think that they're going to get so much pressure this week that they'll rethink their stance on it.
Well, one of the things to do is not go to the game.
Right, but, and I think a lot of people maybe won't. You know, yeah. I really do.
Well, there was also the Michael Vick thing, and that one, I mean, I don't know. It seems to me that there is at very least an ambiguous sort of stance. And, you know, to a certain extent, I think if people want football to survive, that there's going to have to be some alteration because it's not only violent in terms of spinal cord. I mean, one of the things that was true of the Rutgers Penn State game was that they had two players who'd both been paralyzed during football games and acting as honorary co-captains. And, you know, I think that's a kind of a nice thing to do for these guys. But there's something really stomach-turning about that whole thing of that we're somehow saying the game is more important than the fact that these guys, by playing mm-hmm. the game, mm-hmm. Would never be the same again.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's pretty backwards.
But if they really, if somebody really wants to save football, I think that the combination of injuries on the field and behavior off the field is going to have to be addressed.
Yeah,
or it just, it's not going to, I mean, I just think that people aren't going to stand for it any longer.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, I'll tell you, like I said to you, I mean, this just made my stomach turn on Friday there, really let me down. And to be honest with you, I wasn't excited at all to even watch the NFL this weekend. So, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot more people than me that felt exactly the same way. And like I said, that's their product, you know? I mean, that's...
Yeah.
I
besmirched.
Right. Yeah.
All right. So, well, let's start with what people felt about the NFL, and then we can go to the corporal punishment.
Sure. Oh, just as far as what people think the NFL should do?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Tracy here says, well, she uses the H-E double hockey stick, but I'll censor that to heck yes. She says they are a role model for kids and should act like one. She says common sense should tell them not to beat your wife or child, but I guess with all the hits they receive on the field, they also lose that. So kind of goes to what we're saying.
Well,
about
yeah, exactly.
Sport,
I mean, the NFL has all these things about, you know, we do Special Olympics, we do, you know, pictures of football players going to hospital to visit sick kids.
Yeah.
I mean, they're clearly aware on some superficial, if you will, level that they have an obligation. But when it comes down to if we take this player off the field, are we going to lose the game? When it's about a pocketbook, all of a sudden, all these ideals seem to have been suppressed, which is
mm-hmm.
alarming.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe that's something where we as the fans and citizens need to be looking back at ourselves, too.
Yeah.
And saying, well, this goes on because... You know, the players put back in and we forget about it because they do well then or whatever, you know.
Yep.
So it's not all on them. It's not all on us. It's
it's a shared responsibility of who are we as a society? What rules do we want to have for each other living together? And don't we as human beings feel that we've evolved to the point where we try and take care of each other? As you point out, slavery was the
legal
law of the land,
that
women being treated as chattel, that child labor laws, that presumably that we've gotten, as Chris Carter says, that we've learned a lot since then.
Yeah.
Or have we? That's the question. 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and ProEM1 is the key to digestive health. ProEM1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, ProEM1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you today?
I'm doing good, actually. I've got my galoshes on, so I'm ready for the flood.
Right.
Tell me what's on your mind.
What's on my mind is a new career.
Yay!
It's an exciting career because it's about a career to help people.
Good!
But it's starting my own business, and it's kind of scary and lonely and anxiety-provoking, and my inner critic is coming up, and I kind of wanted to see if you could relate at all, or in any advice.
Give me a little background. How old are you, Ashley?
Sure, I'm 30.
Okay, and can you give me a hint about the nature of the business?
Absolutely. Well, generically speaking, it's health coaching, really, and I wanted to be a shrink like you when I was younger, but this is a little bit more immediate. It gives me access to a lot more people right away and a little bit more confidence in my work.
Okay, well, you may even want to think about adding a little bit, whether or not you go ahead and get a PhD or even an MSW. Although, look, I'm going to tell you, if you're really looking to do the kind of thing it sounds like you wanted to do and you're not sure that you want to invest the time or energy in a PhD, I would think about especially starting your own business, but maybe taking some night courses or whatever, adult education, in either PsyD or MSW, a Master's in Social Work. A Master's in Social Work is a very practical degree, and it usually only takes about a year, and then you do an internship. So, and it may work really well with starting your own business. So, but that's aside. That's just in case you decide that you just really love this and would just like to kind of beef up your credentials a little bit. But for right now, what I might do is join some civic organizations for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's a very good way of publicizing what you do. I've mentioned before, when I first started out as a therapist, therapists weren't allowed to advertise at all. I mean, right now they've relaxed the restrictions to a very large extent. But when I started out, when dinosaurs roamed the earth, you weren't allowed to advertise. So what I did was I accepted every free speaking engagement that anybody ever asked me to do, and they asked me to do a lot. PTAs, civic organizations, religious organizations, I gave gobs of speeches because what I was doing is saying, you know, I have a practice, and here's how to get in touch with me. I always make sure I had business cards, and that's really how I began a practice. I also was part of a larger clinic so that I got some referrals, but I got known fairly quickly in the community, and to a certain extent, the kind of work we do requires certainly some education and some background and some credentialing, but it also requires people just to know that you exist. And so that I would absolutely recommend giving some speeches, joining some civic organizations, whether it's the Chamber of Commerce or Toastmasters, Toastmistresses. So you're giving them speeches, you're out in the public, people get to know you, and if you give one good speech, someone else will come and say, gee, that was great, we'd come speak for our organization. And eventually, you could start charging for these, but at the beginning, it's much more valuable as a referral source than it will be as a source of income. It also takes care of that issue number two, which is feeling isolated. So I would join a bunch of groups. So that's the loneliness, that's the publicizing. What were some of the other things that you're a bit concerned about?
Oh boy, well, it's like the essence of the work, which is getting rid of the inner critic. Asking the inner critic to be your best friend, but in addition to that, I'm experiencing my inner critic is popping up and saying, like, man, you don't know every single thing in the world. How can you be telling people anything?
All right, well, let me help you with that. First of all, I don't think anybody who is in a helping profession has to know everything. They just have to know what they don't know. And I would suggest a couple things. I sort of inadvertently gave you some of the suggestions at the beginning before I even knew what the specific concern was, which take a couple of courses. And you can now take them online, although, again, so you don't become isolated, I would highly encourage you to take them in the flesh rather than online, because it'll help you to sort of get to get a little bit more socialized. I also think that one of the things that I had to do, I just saw a very lousy play, which I would not recommend. In fact, the publicist is a friend of mine, and so my great gift to her is I'm not going to review it. But the idea is that part of what I had, I know, how nice a person am I. But one of the things that I had to do when I started out as a therapist was I had to be supervised. Which I didn't really resist, because I knew that I was relatively new at this, that I didn't really, and one of the points of this play is that this woman is crazy. I mean, she is, the therapist is really completely inappropriate and has a completely wrong-headed view of what therapy is and isn't. She flirts with her patients, she touches them, she hugs them. I mean, and I'm hyperventilating in the theater, which was, of course, very entertaining to people around me. And she did have a supervisor, and in the play, the supervisor is kind of the villain of saying, no, you can't do this. But that a supervisor is incredibly helpful to say, when you run into a problem, when that inner critic says, well, you don't have to know everything. And if you're here on the air, I don't have to know everything. All I have to do is be able to help you think about something in a slightly different way. So if you have the sense that somehow you have to fix somebody, you're going to be in trouble. If you have the sense that you have to know all the answers, you're going to be in trouble. If you don't understand, this was probably the most valuable thing that someone told me. What they told me was completely wrong. They said, when you have to stop caring if you're going to do this. And that's wrong. It is. If you don't care, you're dangerous, and you shouldn't be doing it. What they meant, which I had to kind of work out for myself, was you have to understand very clearly where you stop and another person starts. And that's probably the most difficult thing to learn as a caregiving professional, whether you're talking medicine or psychology or social work or anything else, that understand where you stop, that you do the best you can and you help them in whatever way you can and you do care about them, but they ain't your friend, they ain't your responsibility, and ain't your life. And I think supervision is really helpful, and you may actually need to pay someone to supervise you, but it's an incredibly valuable thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So, number one, I take some courses. Number two, I do a bunch of speeches because hopefully you'll start off, and hopefully you're capitalized enough, you have enough savings that you can go for a while without much income. But number one, take some courses so you're kind of ballasting your good heart with your head. Number two, do a lot of speeches just so people know who you are. Join organizations so you're not so isolated and it's a good source of referrals. Find someone to, it's not even mentor you as much as supervise you. And it's, I can remember, I was supervised at different levels from different people, and some of them were really kind and gentle. A couple of them were really nasty. But the nasty ones, to a certain extent, you're going to learn more from. So don't get somebody who's going to be gentle with you. Get somebody, especially if you're paying for it, who is just tough as they can be, so you learn. And you may be able to do that, through the psychology department. You may find somebody who's willing to do a trade with you in exchange for doing something. But to a certain extent, money is simplifies the daylights out of things. Of just finding someone who is experienced enough, which means they'll get a brand new graduate student because they're going to be as lost as you are. But there are a lot of things you don't really learn in graduate school, and you don't really learn about them. I touched somebody when I was first a therapist, and I was at the clinic. I was the youngest there. I was the only female. They sent me somebody who was a paranoid schizophrenic and had been for years undiagnosed, should have been hospitalized, and I saved her through, having said that you don't do that, through just sheer guts on my part and energy, but I nearly killed her as well, because at one point she was telling me these horrifying stories, which were probably in retrospect not true, and I touched her. I touched her hand, and then that countertransference is a real issue, transference is a real issue, and I was just lucky that she didn't end up dead because I was stupid, and it's not an uncommon phenomenon. Mm-hmm. So get somebody to supervise you.
Yeah.
Okay?
I really appreciate that. I had a similar experience like that as well. I worked in a group home.
Nobody tells you. And most of us who go into this profession go in because we genuinely like people and we care about them. And, we want to literally reach out and touch them. You just can't do it. It completely ruins the therapeutic experience. And that's what his play is about. And somehow she's supposed to be this charming, intrepid person who just says, well, you have to be authentic and I have to show the love. And thinking, that's how you kill people. Ashley, any other questions about starting your new business, Cookie?
Yes. When we last spoke, you mentioned getting resourceful, like finding free speaking engagements. And,
right.
Finding somebody to supervise me. And actually, I had sought out a professional speaker from the school that I have been attending.
Good.
What we did was we struck a barter agreement that I could take this long, lengthy program of hers in exchange for some work.
Great.
So I thought that was a great idea. And then I'm coming up with some kind of frustrating moments where I don't really know what to do, but I don't want to ask her for help because I'm supposed to be helping her. So this is kind of like a weird predicament that I was wondering if you've ever been involved in.
Well, you don't have to ask. You don't have to have one person to answer all your questions. I mean, you're allowed to have various resources. So, and I mean, there are a number of ways of dealing with it. If you think she might actually know the answer, you can say to her, I have this one question, and I realize it's sort of out of the scope of our agreement, so I'm perfectly willing to, take you out for lunch and pick your brains. People do that to me all the time. I would weigh 1,000 pounds because they figured the price of a lunch is a lot cheaper than the price of an hour with me. So, I mean, if you think she might actually know the answer, then you can go to her and say, as I said, this is out of the scope of our agreement, but I'd love to, bake you a pie or something. Or can you, if you'd rather not, can you suggest someone that you think might be a good resource for me?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, you don't have to have all your eggs in one basket. It's okay to have multiple resources. It's also, going back to the school from which you matriculated is not a bad idea, because quite often alums are perfectly willing. I get requests all the time from the schools that I went to, will you mentor somebody? And I do when I have the time. So.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right?
Me? Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay, kiddo, listen, as you run into issues, if you need some help, I'm here.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a good time.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly what I'm here to do, is to help. 855-99-37569. Beth, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I'm calling because every time I'm with a person, they seem to be married to their mother. And my last... I went to this therapist. I paid, you know, my medical only pays 80-20, so I still have to pay quite a bit of money, like over $2,000-some-odd. And then the person doesn't think they have a problem, and there's, like, this family dysfunction that keeps him, like, he should take care of his mother. And then there's this inbreeding in this area.
Let's go slow. Let's go a little slower so I can help you with this. Okay.
Cousins, so, hearing cousins.
Pardon?
Like, cousins, hearing cousins, and you're like, oh, you married your cousin, is that your first cousin?
All right, Beth, you've got, are you on a landline or a cell phone?
Cell phone.
Okay, is there, because we were okay for a minute, and now you're breaking up on me. Have you been moving around?
Maybe.
I'll tell you what, can you move back to where you were a minute ago?
Okay, is it working now?
All right, because I'll tell you what, do you have a landline you can use?
No, I'm on a cell phone.
No, I got that part. All right, we'll do the best we can temporarily. It's just wherever you were about 60 seconds ago was much better than where you are now. All right, so, Beth, how old are you? I'll tell you what. Let me put you on hold with Shane, and we'll try us calling you and see if that works better. Are you willing to do that? All right. Because I can't hear you. You're breaking up so badly, I can't hear you. Shane, why don't you get on with Beth and see if we can call her? Because maybe if you call back, because we're a landline to her cell phone, it'll sound better.
Right, you bet.
Because right now, yeah, can't hear very much. Okay, folks, listen. When you call me, here's the deal. Shane's going to say, what's your question for Dr. Brown? And the idea being that if you can come up with a question, it may not be the exact question that we're going to end up with, but at least it'll start us in some place. Because you're going through a whole lot of details, and I'm not scolding Beth because she really didn't. But try not to throw the entire kitchen sink at me at the same time, all right? Because you hear the way that we solve problems around here is just to break things down to their smallest component and see if we can sort of make some sense of it. Because saying, you know, nothing in my life works, that's hard to deal with. Saying, I don't have enough food in the refrigerator, my rent's due, and my toenails are ingrown, that I can help you deal with. All right, so that, according to Shane, this is, we should be able to do this now, right?
I think so. Let's try
it. All right, let's try it again. All right, Beth, we got you?
Yes.
Much better. Okay, how old are you?
I'm 49.
Okay, and so you've been dating. Now, you said two things. You said inbreeding, which is a whole different ballgame.
Yeah,
okay, and what about mama's boys? Because those presumably, are they all the same guy?
Yes.
All right, so it's just one guy that's been kind of a disappointment to you. Right. Yes?
Okay, I'm going to say yes, but I'm going to say every person that I seem to meet seems to be having a responsibility to their mother, that it's their duty to take care of the mother over their wife and whatever family they create. And then on top of it, when I start meeting family members, cousins are married to cousins, and they're in their 60s or 70.
All right, well, wait a minute. Let's do them one at a time. So,
okay.
Are you doing online dating? Is that what you're doing?
No. I met a particular person.
Okay.
And I'm divorced now. Okay, this is my shock. I don't understand where the family condones the male being married to the mother, and then you try to tell what's going on, and they say, oh, this is a bunch of malarkey. And then I went to a therapist, paid a bunch of money. She had me read this book called When He's Married to His Mother. My lawyer says, well, have you seen this movie? He puts it up on his screen, Psycho. And then my sister, Anna, she's in New Mexico. She goes, well, did you happen to see on Netflix a Bates Motel? And
so
I'm like, what?
They're showing you movies and you want to ask some help. All right. I promise not to mention a movie even once. All right. So look, if it's this one guy, how long have you been dating him?
No. I'm not dating him. I recently divorced him. So a friend said, when you stop pitying this person, you can get over it.
Okay. Wait. Beth. One at a time. How long were you married to the dude?
Okay, I dated the person 2 years.
Whoops. How long?
Because divorced 2 years.
You've been divorced 2 years. How long were you married? Yeah, see, it's breaking up again.
We lost her. Sounds like a droid from Star Wars or something.
All right, look, let me see if I can respond to part of this. I hear that when you go and you're paying your therapist, it's one thing when you call me and I mention a movie, right? I'm free and I'll still help you. I'll just maybe use a movie to point something out. But I agree, if you're paying serious money for your therapist, you don't necessarily want him to put a movie up on your screen. Family members, as you know, can sometimes be sympathetic and sometimes not so much. But look on one side of it. You know, I had a friend when I first got divorced who said you should only date orphans who have no children and have never been married, because then you don't have to deal with parents, you have to deal with in-laws, you don't have to deal with children left over, and you don't have to deal with exes. But finding, you know, I think sort of deciding that that's going to kind of narrow your options a little bit here. But a man who takes care of his mother is not necessarily a bad dude, because presumably he feels some responsibility. And at 49, presumably you're going to be part of that sandwich generation as well, where you've got, I don't know if you've been married before. Well, yeah, you've been divorced. Obviously, you've been married before. I don't know if you've got kids, but at some point, because people are just living so much longer than they used to, and the economy is, in spite of what everybody says, not in great shape, so we get caught between kids needing more help than perhaps we needed from our parents, on the one hand, and parents living longer, so they need more help from us, and we just feel like sometimes we're sort of squeezed. But in theory, a man wanting to take care of his mom is not necessarily a bad thing. What you need to do, and I think saying that you're married to your mom is probably not a useful thing to do, because all it's going to do is make him mad at you. He's not married to his mom. He just may feel that she is, maybe she makes better pot roast than you do. And if you're telling me that men sometimes look for, in their dating relationships, for someone to take care of them, I would not disagree. Unfortunately, women sometimes look for their dad in a relationship as well, of somebody who'll take care of us. So what we probably need to do is, number one, be able to take care of ourselves and set some limits. Does this mean I should try again, Shane? No. You're saying, forget about it, huh?
I guess we lost her. She dropped off there.
Well, it's just that, you know, look, folks, if I can't hear you, I can't hear you, right? So I'll tell you what. Beth, call me back if you can. We're just about out of time for this hour, but I'll start you off on next hour, and I'll give you as much time as you need. But, you know, you don't want to set yourself up as a rival for either his mom or his ex or his children, because you're going to lose. Because even if he chooses you, he'll resent you, and you look petty and small and whiny. So if there's some issues, call me up. Make sure that you're on a phone I can understand, and make sure you're steady, right? Don't keep moving around on me. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.